This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think I speak for all male college students of any age range here. There's nothing funner, and I know that funner is not a real word, but it's a fun word to use on radio. There's nothing funner than spring break. A good spring break trip. It's amazing. It's fantastic.
I never had a raunchy spring break trip.
Because it's mostly just binge drinking, maybe some debauchery mixed in.
Yeah.
You go to some wet t-shirt contest. You really white trash it up.
Right.
And Bonnie Blue is at spring break in Cancun, and she's grinding on every dude poolside. Now, again,
can you imagine?
But like, I'm looking at these
18, 19.
From the clips that I've seen, and for those of you that don't know Bonnie Blue, you're lying. You know who she is. You know what she's all about. She's about banging as many dudes as she can on OnlyFans. She's doing it for sport. From these videos, it appears, now they're selective, of course, it appears that it's Bonnie Blue and like two other chicks and 1,000 horny dudes.
Right.
Are the optics that you're getting from these videos that are coming out of Cancun.
Right.
This is in response to Lily Phillips, who banged the old dudes at the nursing home.
Okay. Well,
this is her retort.
The opposite. Yeah, yeah.
This is her retort.
You know what this is? This is a nuclear response because I feel like she's really one-upped.
Now, Lily Phillips. Is this just like social media? Because I know she's, I think these girls are the real deal. Is she like really going to town with these dudes? Or is she just making social media posts?
I don't know.
I don't think she's discerning. You know, you say I don't have a discerning palate. I don't think Bonnie Blue is discerning.
Right. So do you think she's just saying, hey, you want to get
maybe
down?
She checks an ID. You got to make sure they're legal.
I'm sure they're doing that. I'm sure they're doing that. But like, is she filming these guys for content?
I mean,
filming for content?
These specific guys? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming she's filming.
Right. So, I mean, she has filmed before. Making it seem like she's banging the dudes, but she's not really. She's just hanging out on spring break. Do you know what I'm saying? Or is she actually making OnlyFans content?
I don't know. Let me just say, when I went to Daytona, there were not scenes like this when I was on spring break.
By the way, she's
many eons ago.
She's very benevolent. Apparently, she's put out an offer to pay tuition to two spring breakers.
Okay.
For the smallest package.
Oh. Rom is booking a trip as we speak. Rom is going to Cancun immediately.
So if you prove you have the smallest junk, you get free tuition.
Rom should actually do that.
That's a great bit.
It is a great bit. It's a fantastic bit.
All you have to do is just show your nubber.
I guess, and hope somebody else isn't nubbier.
Right.
Well, you got a good chance because there's two. You just got to be in the bottom two. You don't have to be the bottom one.
You don't even have to be the worst.
You just got to be the bottom two.
Yeah, right.
Rom's got to be bottom two.
Bottom one, I think.
Say you go to Maryland, and then you go back to school, and then she puts out that you got your tuition paid. Then you're known as the number on campus.
That's true. Yeah. It's a good point.
It's not worth it.
It's probably not worth it.
Out of state tuition.
Let me tell you something. If I had one of the world's smallest, or like, you know, like, I wouldn't want anyone in the world to know.
Of course, you
want
to keep that top secret.
I mean, she's actually, I mean, I'm not going to say that she's Mother Teresa here, but she's trying to help people out. Okay, so she said here, this is a chance to learn on me, because she believes a lot of, you know, kids in their late teens or
early 20s,
they don't know what they're doing. She said, whoever, she's also giving a tuition, whoever is the quickest and best learner by giving her the best experience, they get their college tuition paid down.
Man, it just tells me
this is a brilliant marketing.
And then she said, same for the student with the smallest.
Can you imagine her looking at her OnlyFans monthly statement? She's like, oh my God. I don't know how I'm going to give all this money
away. Hey, Trav, you could ask your wife if you could enter for the quickest.
Trav, that's just what do you know? I mean,
you said it yourself.
I don't remember saying that.
You said
you're projecting.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Projection?
Mm. I don't know.
There's a lot of people angry at Bonnie Blue right now.
Who are some of these people that are angry?
Well, she's banned in Australia and Fiji for doing this over there as well. She did this, I think, last year.
All right.
She can't go to the country at all. But I think a lot of people are upset that she's like preying on barely legal kids, 18-year-old kids, and she's too old.
Okay, but they're technically adults.
What is she, 20? Bonnie Blue's the one that's older, right?
But if there's a 26...
She looks older.
Yeah, if there's a 26-year-old guy preying on 18-year-old girls, people would say he's too old.
She's 26? Is that her age?
Bonnie Blue looks a lot older than the other one.
She looks really weathered.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I say bogus on the 26.
She's got a face like a catcher's mitt.
Yeah. She looks like she's about 40.
That's not the only thing that might look like that apparatus.
Bonnie Blue looks like she could get a blue plate special for dinner.
Well, I mean, she's weathered.
She's the most weathered 26-year-old.
I don't understand what all these college kids are doing, because she's like a superstar down there. Mm-hmm. Like it's almost like she's a Beatle.
And it's kind of like that.
And I don't know, like, she's famous for having sex with over 1,000 women, and guys are doing
dudes.
Oh yeah, dudes. Yeah. And guys are down there like
we can't
like,
wait to
make
get in line.
Like making out with her. They're mm-hmm. doing like liquor shots off her ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're having her like spit.
Nobody cares.
They don't care. These guys have all been drinking since the moment they woke up. You think they're of sound mind when they're out there? Like they've had 20 drinks apiece. They probably have been up for 3 straight days.
Can I ask you a sexist question, but I just want to ask you anyway.
Okay.
When you were dating.
Yeah.
Okay, whenever in your life.
Yeah.
If there... What's the cutoff for body count for your...
Oh, you're doing the body count bit?
I'm just asking, because you're saying if 1,000 is too much, clearly. All right, I probably agree. What's an appropriate body count where you...
If I'm dating someone, I say we all have a history. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me.
Oh, okay.
If I'm dating someone...
That's a very mature response.
I happen to agree with you, I think. But if it was 1,000, if it was known 1,000, you would draw the line.
Well, I mean, she's doing this with 20 people right in front of you. Like, that's kind of a
turn-off.
What
if it was a retired porno chick? Literally retired.
Okay.
But she retired at 21. But she ran through, she did the classic, went to Florida, filmed the 19 things, and, you know.
It's not about how many dudes she's banged. Yeah. It's the fact that it's on film.
Right.
And that anyone can go on the internet and watch her go perform on a dude.
Okay. But that's the part that you don't like.
That's the part I wouldn't like.
Off, yeah.
But 1,000, though.
But these dudes that are poolside with her, they don't care that she's slept with 1,000 guys.
Like, I'm not going to go kiss Bonnie
less.
Blue.
They just want 5 minutes of fun, probably less than that.
I'm not going to go kiss Bonnie Blue when she's slobbering all over some dude 5 seconds before me.
Mm-hmm.
I understand women have history that they've had sex before.
Right.
And that doesn't bother me.
Right.
I mean, these guys are just ready to get it.
So then there is no number.
No, not real. No. No number.
I think he's lying. I think you're just trying to be...
diplomatic?
Yeah, I think you're trying to be diplomatic. If you knew this girl you were dating with was 100 guys on a football team, you think you wouldn't...
That doesn't bother me.
come on. If they said the skins all ran through that girl, she's known and Ashford.
There's someone for everybody. Maybe Valdez got different standards.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta lower the bar.
But the videos are wild of Bonnie Blue poolside at Cancun.
For some reason, I had Lily Phillips in my brain because she looks younger than the other one.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
But according to all these stories, Bonnie Blue's 25.
And they're both gotta Brits, be lying. Correct? They're both Brits?
Yeah, both Brits.
Who knew that Great Britain was the epicenter of women that want to bang every dude on the planet?
Well, and are they Brits that have to come over here to do a lot of the bits because they're kind of like frowned upon?
Persona non grata in England.
In the UK or whatever.
I mean, I think they're doing it in the US and in their flat in London.
She's in Cancun. She's not here.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. Cancun.
She calls it Cancun. She has another word. She doesn't call it Cancun.
I never had the funds to make it to an international spring break trip. I can only make it to Daytona Beach.
We always did Florida.
I mean, yeah, it was too white trash.
I made it to Key West.
Yeah. I think two of the four times I went to Florida, and I always was doing baseball stuff too. I was a nerd. But we would go to the beaches. I think two of the 4 years I was there, it was motorcycle week. And I was always freaking motorcycle
Harleys
week.
Harleys everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, how do I pick motorcycle week? I guess, you know, I don't pick it. But anyway. Daytona is the one where you could drive your car on the beach.
Correct. It's super white trash. It's probably massive. Why I wanted to go.
Have you ever been there about these? It's right up your alley.
I have not. I'd be intrigued.
Yeah. It is wild.
I've only been to spring break in Wilmington, North Carolina. Six dudes.
Epicenter of spring break.
Pounding about 100 cases of natural light.
Did you go to that beach there that I really like? What's the name of that beach? It's right near Wilmington.
Wrightsville.
Yeah, did you go to Wrightsville?
No.
That's a really
cool. He went
cool
to a retirement.
Yeah, I know.
Spring break. Wow. We're pretty wild. Way to party.
Hey, we're poor. Yeah. My roommate had the family had a beach house down there.
You couldn't even make it to like South Padre Island?
Couldn't even make it down there.
Yeah.
Sounds like you had fun.
I did.
Had a great time.
From what I remember.
Yeah, the spring break memories are pretty spotty.
I just remember back when we were doing spring break, that's when everybody was drinking like the Bartles and Jail, the coolers.
Well,
I guess now the equivalent now is all of the
Surfside.
Like seltzers and Surfside.
Seltzers,
yeah,
and
like
everything.
When I went to college, I had a borderline crippling wine cooler addiction. And then I realized, well, these are super expensive. You got to get more bang for your buck. Yeah. And then I held my nose and started drinking beer. Right. And then I've never really turned back.
Right.
Ever since.
What happened?
Did you have your two last night?
I had one last night.
Oh, whatever happened to the wine coolers, like the Bartles and James?
They still
and
make them, but they're not
nobody rocks them, right?
They're not near
the kids
popular.
Don't get them.
Trust me.
None of the kids get them.
They don't get as much shelf space as the Surfsides.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. I've never even seen this before.
Really?
No.
Yeah, he doesn't know Bartles and James. He's never heard those words put together.
No, what's hot now, or when I was in college a couple years ago, is bootleggers and Mad Dogs.
Well, Mad Dog's been
around for a long time.
But yeah, Daytona Beach, though?
That is if you really want to get super hammered and you have no money whatsoever.
And your throw-up looks blue.
Yeah, you just don't care.
Sophomore year, I did Myrtle Beach. Junior year, Daytona Beach.
Daytona Beach. Been there, done that.
I may have gone to the trashiest beaches in the world. It's the best, though.
Definitely went to a wet t-shirt contest in a bar after doing a power hour back at the Fleabag apartment we were in.
Yeah.
And let's just say I went number one somewhere where I shouldn't have gone number one. Somehow got away with it. Didn't get thrown out on the street.
In the bar?
In the bar.
Well, that's...
While the contest was ongoing.
I can say this. Now. I think I've told you this before. In Poughkeepsie, there's a bar where... So there's Poughkeepsie's a small town, right? In Marist, where my son played lacrosse. The underclassmen all went to this one bar, the strip plaza or whatever, where they would let the young ones without IDs go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Free for all.
Just a complete like mosh pit of just madness. Yeah. Okay, of underage drinkers.
Are the bouncers just taking money at the door?
But,
like, hey,
I don't know.
Here's the world's worst ID, but there's a 20 spot tucked under it, so let me in type of deal.
I probably shouldn't say this, but I will. Steven said he would just go to the bar, and the guys would just... They just pull their pants down or just unzip their zipper and just go while they're ordering drinks. That's the kind of place that was.
Yeah.
That's so disgusting.
That's the most disgusting thing you can ever think of. And it's so packed, no one would even know.
Yeah, nobody notices.
Right? So you're packed in like sardines, and all the guys are just relieving themselves on the bar.
Yeah, that's not great.
As they're ordering that's more.
So give them a bad Yelp rating.
Because
for
you
that.
Can't get to the bathroom.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's just too packed.
There's too many good alcohol deals going on in there.
Right.
To actually make time to go to the bathroom for 3 minutes.
Can you imagine just what... The worst place on earth.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. I've done it. Yeah. Not proud of it, but that is on my resume. All right, don't forget, coming up later, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. He'll join us coming up at 9. But when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to a show of your choice at Wolf Trap this summer. Also, a pair of tickets up for grabs for The Offspring. They're coming to Jiffy Lube Live later this summer as well. So keep listening. Next segment for your chance to win.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.